And we turn now to David Wellno, who's been at the caucuses and is now with the party for Senator John Kerry. We can hear the party going on. Senator John Kerry leading the tally tonight. Hi, David.
Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the party.
Thank you. You've been on the road with both Senators Kerry and John Edwards. And what did you see when you were following them around to explain this turnaround in their campaigns?
You know, it was interesting because I talked to people who attended their rallies, and I was amazed at how many of them were still undecided. And it turned out that most of the people who went to these rallies in this past week were people who had earlier favored maybe Howard Dean or Dick Gephardt, but were having second thoughts, and they wanted to check out these candidates themselves, something you actually can do in Iowa because there's such intimate retail marketing of these candidates. And in both Edwards and Kerry's cases, people were saying, you know, after they saw these people, I'm with the guy. And it was that personal contact and last-minute impression that really seemed to tip the balance for them.
If the entrance polls are any indication, it also seems like they may have benefit if there were votes changing over the course of the caucuses, that both Kerry and Edwards would benefit from that because they were named as the second choice of a lot of people going into the caucuses tonight.
That's right. A lot of people I talked to at the caucus that I attended said, you know, they were thinking about Dean, but actually they sort of liked Edwards too, and they were really ready to change that preference if it looked like that was the way things were going. And in fact, that seems to have been the case at many other caucuses as well.
David, it's on to New Hampshire. The Iowa party is just starting, but I'm sure the senator's already thinking about what's to come in the next week before the primary next Tuesday. What's their strategy from here?
Well, I think that, of course, we're going to have two Vietnam veterans swearing off in New Hampshire, Wesley Clark, who did not participate in Iowa, and, of course, John Kerry. And I think that Kerry's going to have to hone his message to distinguish himself from Clark. Of course, he has been a senator for four terms now. That is a big difference in terms of his work in Washington. But I think that Kerry can also probably expect a certain amount of campaign money coming in. If he's won in Iowa and by a good margin, I think a lot of people who may have been wondering about whether to contribute will go ahead.
Well, David, earlier tonight you said that would be a low-key celebration, at least at that point. It doesn't sound terribly low-key right now.
That was before the band got started. There are a lot more people now, and Senator Kerry has not yet come downstairs to join the party, but he is expected of here, of course.
Okay, thank you, David.
And thank you, Melissa.
NPR's David Wellno at the increasingly raucous Kerry celebration tonight in Des Moines.